Good morning. These are the Gateway Virginia headlines for Thursday, March 1st, 2007. The Gateway Virginia headlines are a project between Media General Newspapers in Virginia and the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. You can find out more at sevillepodcast.com or gatewayva.com. Danville police are investigating a possible homicide, according to the Register and Bee. The police are on the scene at the Innkeeper Motel on Piney Forest Road. The newspaper spoke with Captain Matt Carter, who says the police discovered a body in a room at the motel early this morning. Virginia faces a severe nursing shortage, and Governor Kane was on hand at UVA yesterday to announce a few ways the state can help. The General Assembly has authorized a 10% pay increase for nursing faculty at all of Virginia's public schools to encourage professors to stay in the field. Kane also says the state has released new money for nursing scholarships and introduced a new student loan forgiveness program. An outbreak of the norovirus has prompted a lockdown at the Richmond City Jail. The Times-Dispatch reports the facility will remain under quarantine until March 7th, meaning no family members or lawyers can visit. The norovirus causes vomiting and diarrhea and has been spotted in several Richmond buildings where large amounts of people live. New prisoners will temporarily be housed at the city's lockup in the public safety building. So far, up to 50 prisoners and several guards at the jail have become ill. A former president at Randolph-Macon Women's College is warning the school could have to close in the future if alumni groups don't end their opposition to the school's decision to admit men. Robert Spivey served as president from 1978 to 1987. He's posted a letter to the school's website urging opposition groups to support the change. Two lawsuits seeking an injunction on admitting men have been dismissed, but the parties vow to fight on. And finally, Lynchburg College has signed a pact with the state's community college system to guarantee admission for many transfer students. The News in Advance joins about a dozen other four-year schools that have signed the agreement. System Chancellor Glenn Dubois says the partnership will position the community college system to be many Virginians' on-ramp to a full college education. And these have been the Gateway Virginia headlines for March 1st, 2007. They're produced at the studios of the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at sevillepodcast.com. If you enjoy the Gateway Virginia headlines, please send on the link to a friend or sign up for our email list in the left-hand corner on sevillepodcast.com. If you have any questions about how to receive it via RSS, please give us a call at 434-566-1217. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the Gateway Virginia headlines. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening.